And we're, I don't want to say live,
we are recording.
We're started.
We're squirreling.
What's the old, it's not live, it's
Memorex.
Yes, Memorex. We're Memorex.
And we're also showing our age. Kids, ask your parents.
Hey, I got hit on at work today.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm not doing too bad for my age. Although, it was a weird... What?
I was just going to say, you have to explain the story.
Well.
You brought it up.
Okay. It was weird. As everything in the library is weird.
Was it hard of hearing, man?
No, it was not.
I think he's one of my favorites.
He is my favorite, too. I want him to adopt me and, like, be my grandpa. He's just a wonderful man. But people who aren't my Facebook friend probably have no idea what we're talking about. But anyway, the guy today, he was like this weird dude. He came in. He was looking for a legal form from Geauga County Public Defender's website. My Prince Charming.
Strike
obviously.
One.
Strike one. And he was like, he was filthy, but apparently he came by it honestly, you know.
Okay.
He owns a construction company, blah, blah. And so he's, talking to me, and he's, I'm looking for this form that he wanted. And he says to me, he's like, can I ask you a personal question?
Breida's favorite kind of question.
No, you can't, but you're gonna anyway, And he says, how do you rock that hair? And he was like pointing to his head too, my head and his head, because we both had like the same color, kind of silvery salt and pepper hair. And he's like, chatting me up. And he's like, because I think it's so freaking hot. And at that point, I'm like, oh, no, this is going very badly. And he left shortly after that. But, I was just like kind of traumatized for the rest of the day. People. And then I had an old woman today. She's the old woman who comes in almost every single day to the library, and she comes in and she sits on the computer and she plugs in her earbuds, and she's notorious in all the libraries in the area. Like, she has done the rounds of the libraries and has been kicked out of all the libraries except ours so far. I mean, so far we haven't had a problem, but she's been kicked out of all the other libraries. She sits on the computer with her earbuds in. And she, I guess, listens to kind of like gospel rock music. And she kind of does this like singing, dancing thing at the computer. And we call her Jesus Lady because she always wears a t-shirt that says Jesus is Lord or Jesus is something. I don't know. Anyway, so today she decided, between scrolling through Facebook and worshiping Jesus through YouTube, she thought it was an appropriate time to polydent her dentures. Right? Yeah.
Did they just come loose? Is they like?
I don't know. She just pulled out her teeth and she's like putting polydent on them and like doing something and then sticking them back in her mouth. I don't know.
In a public place.
Hello.
In this age of coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
It's just like. You know what I think is a great idea? I'm going to take something out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And then put it back in.
Good times at the library. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
They don't make enough Purell for that place.
No, they don't.
You know, Breida, that story really bites.
It does bite. God. Jay, that's terrible. I'm not even laughing. I'm not even going to entertain
it's
that
one. It's a dad joke. You're not supposed
it's
to laugh.
Really
it's really
bad.
You're supposed to groan. Like, oh, God.
Oh, Jay.
Ideally, like, the wince is the perfect reaction. That's like visible. Like, oh, God.
Yeah. I talked to a librarian friend of mine who works in a library, like in a nearby library system. She's part of our consortium, but she's like in a separate system branch anyway. So she told me that our new library director came through with her library director and had like a tour of the building and kind of shook hands and saw how they did things differently. And she said, you know, I met her. She was really nice, but I'm really glad she didn't show up in the morning that day. And I said, why? What happened? And she said, well, we found a human turd at the top of the stairs.
Oh.
And I said, excuse me? She said, yeah, it was a human turd. And I said, like a baby or something? She's like, oh, no, it was adult sized. And so how, you know, they're trying to figure out how does a turd get on the top of the stairs?
Well, when right. A mama turd and a daddy turd love each other very much.
Was it Mr.
And
Hinky?
So, no. And so they went back to the footage from the security cameras, and apparently a dude like walked up the stairs and kind of like stood there for a second, and it appeared that the turd fell down his pant leg and he left it on the step.
Oh my God.
Public libraries, everybody.
I can't.
And this is where this woman chooses to take out and put back in her dentures.
I can't even.
I know.
I literally can't even.
Crazy.
Holy shit.
I've got a ton of stories, but those are from this, just from this week.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Yikes, fellas.
So welcome to the score report, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
I mean, where else are you going to find your pant leg turds? Right.
Oh, God. So how's everybody else's week? Good?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
You started doing something really cool, Alan. I'm totally jealous of the rock climbing.
Yeah. That was fun. For those of you who don't know, I took my Jeep out to this place out in the hill. There's one or two of them they call mountains, but they're not really mountains. It's in the hill country of Texas, or yes, just west of Austin.
And, is it where the hill people live?
Yes,
like Lothar?
Yes, it is where the hill people live. But they have got this because you know Texas has no public land, so you know it's not like Colorado or Utah or any of those places where there's just like swaths of land that nobody owns that you could just go ride around on. But this privately owned place, it's like an off-road park, and it's like used to be somebody's ranch or something. I don't
it's
know.
A anyway, Jeep playground.
It is. It's a Jeep playground. And Brita called it a Jeep play date.
It was. All the Jeeps getting together.
It was.
You know,
it's like a dog park.
It is.
Where you bring your dog.
It's exactly what it is.
It's
like a dog park for Jeeps, but it's not, you know, like a lot of places they have like mud and stuff, and I don't like mud because it's messy and you got to clean up after yourself and, you know, and I learned a new word. Anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. So I took my Jeep and one of the cool things out there is they got all these. It's basically rock crawling. I've done, you know, off road mud and driving in the Jeep and driving in the beach and stuff like that. But I've never actually like done rock crawling, and it was amazing that a wheeled motorized vehicle can scale literally up the side of a cliff and just climb, doop de doop de doop. You know, put it in four low and it just basically idles up what looks like impassable. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. But I learned a new word.
What is?
It's a new term for a certain type of groupie called a mud cricket.
Oh no, come on.
It is the off-road monster truck version of a buckle bunny.
Or a holster sniffer?
Yes.
Okay. Wait.
Badge bunny. Wait.
Mud cricket.
Wait. So, wait.
I think now we know why Owen has a big Jeep.
Well, yes.
For all those mud crickets.
Wait a minute. So, okay, I always assume, like, groupies were for, like famous.
Like, rock bands and stuff.
Rock bands, like, yes. Rodeo stars, like.
Yes.
I but, saw Pink
So,
Floyd
is there,
the
like,
wall?
A mud
yes.
Jeep equivalent of
yeah, they
famous?
Have, well, yeah. They
like,
have.
I don't know how to put this. Like, is are right. there, like, competitions well, or something? Yes.
Mickey Thompson.
Or, yes. or do mud crickets just show up at every Jeep thing?
No,
even if you're just Alan Andrews.
No. It's
with
like,
your
it's
Jeep.
Like it's like you know like NASCAR has races and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And they have like they have like you know like rock buggy races and you know and monster truck mud races and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's that sort of thing. It's not just any schmo with a four-wheel drive.
So it's not like just you show up and all of a sudden there's no. like no matter
You're
who you are.
You're swimming okay. in mud crickets.
No.
Is there like a hierarchy? Like the guy with the biggest tires gets the prettiest mud cricket?
I believe that's how it works, Jay.
No.
The one,
really?
The one with the one that looks like he has the most expensive vehicle.
Okay.
That's true
so this,
on many levels.
This park. So this is what's interesting about this off-road park. They have a shooting range too, and they have a nice sporting clay set up and all this kind of stuff. So picture this: you're in. It's like the borderlands between East Texas and West Texas. So there's still some greenery. It's not desert, but it's kind of scrubby, and there's lots of mountain cedar and mesquite and stuff like that, and over on the side over here, you hear constant gunfire. I mean, constant, all day long gunfire between the sporting clays and the target shooting and the metal. You know, some people hitting the long range steel going, you know, boom, bing, you know, that. And then you've got these giant 1-ton trucks pulling these, you know, fifth wheel giant flatbeds that have all these, you know, built up four-wheel drives that couldn't possibly drive on the road legally. And these giant trailers and stuff, you know, I'm talking like the $500,000 ones. And they just come out for the weekend and goof around in the dirt. It's like, you know, America fuck yeah to the 10th power. I mean, it's guys with a shitload of money and they want to play with their toys and shoot things and, you know, drive around in four-wheel drives and, you know.
All I can hear is the battle hymn of the fucking Republic now.
It really kind of feels like that. It's, you know, it's very.
I want to go like ride a bald eagle somewhere now. I'm like, woo! Let me get one of my Colt 1911s, God damn it.
And I will say that, like, in typical fashion, the entire time I was there, everybody was extremely nice. There was, you could leave your shit anywhere you wanted to, and nobody would touch it. You know.
Yep.
It was, you know, it was great. I enjoyed it immensely. I did not.
But were there mud crickets?
Not that I saw.
Are there various? Is there a hierarchy of dirt insects? You know, are there mud grasshoppers? Perhaps
I do not know.
You know, are there like you know mud praying?
Well, clearly
mantises?
You need to investigate and report back.
We expect full investigative journalism, Alan.
I don't know about that.
Jay.
Yes.
Are you wearing a shirt with a collar?
No.
Your mic's moving on something.
Oh, probably my beard.
Yeah. Take off your beard.
Take off my beard. I've thought about it.
Hold the mic away from your face or something.
Yes. How's this now? I'm like
much
actually
better. Okay.
It's being filtered through my beard.
It's the beard.
Sorry. Your college shirt. It's after 5, thank you.
Oh, okay. We're lucky Jay's wearing pants at this rate.
How do you know he is?
Bold of you to assume.
Yeah, don't assume. I'd put money on not.
Well, it's too cold here to not wear pants. I have to. We're having the snowmageddon.
Oh no!
No, it's not. It's not. They've been hyping it for days, and we have like 3 inches right now.
Wow, that's snowmageddon. Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's just really windy. I remember that.
What, 3 inches?
No, the oh my god, it's gonna snow. This is we're gonna be snowed in for the rest of our natural born lives. Summer's never coming. We're gonna live on a dark and lifeless ball of ice called Hoth. Run out and get all of the eggs, bread, and milk you can.
February does kind of feel like Hoth, though. It really does. Yeah. February, although it is the shortest month, always feels like the longest. It's just never ending.
It's the shortest month because it damn well better be.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes, please make it the shortest month.
Yeah.
There was we had a weird thing happen in Houston today.
Hmm.
Somebody doing construction broke into a large water main.
Oops.
Ooh.
And by large water main, I mean. Like, what was it, 98-inch diameter water main that
Yikes.
Basically feeds all of Houston inside Loop 610. So the entire city, because it lowered the water pressure everywhere, the entire city of Houston is on a boil water notice.
Oh,
it flooded. That's the worst. It flooded the highway. You can Google it. There's floods and everything, and somebody's like, "Fucking Houston, the city can flood even when the sun's shining."
Yeah.
So.
Womp womp.
Yeah, but they had pictures of the water just going everywhere. 98 inch.
That is a large conduit.
It was the main water pipe that feeds Houston from the. Place where they get the water. No, I don't know.
That's what, like over 8 feet. Holy crap, that's big.
Yeah, it's a big pipe.
That's a pipe roughly the size of your average floor in your house.
Mm-hmm.
8 feet. So that's somebody done goofed. I would imagine.
Yeah, what happened, what they said happened was they were doing excavation nearby and apparently relieving the pressure of the earth on a section of the pipe.
Uh-huh.
Exposed a weakness in the pipe and caused it to burst.
Uh-huh.
No, they hit it with the fucking backhoe is what they did.
That's more likely.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate to be that guy.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, Houston. Busted water main. The third largest city in the U.S. is under a boil water ban. Now, for those of you who have some common sense and have a few cases of water stashed in your garage, it's not that big a deal. Because everybody in the city immediately went out and bought all the water in the grocery store, and there is none to be had.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that, because I can get a case of 40 damn bottles at BJ's for $3.
Oh yeah,
we've always got at least two.
Yeah, I keep four or five in the garage and I cycle them through. I use them.
We use it. Yeah.
And I don't have to worry. It's the same thing. Like with toilet paper and paper towels and. And I've recently expanded that to anything I need that's made in China.
Yeah, that's going to get really sporty.
So I went and stocked up on, I bought a couple of extra bottles of Advil and, stuff like that.
Everything's made in China, though.
Yes,
like everything.
That's why I'm saying. I went out, basically anything that's made out of rubber or metal or, anything like that. I got a couple of extra pairs of wiper blades. Got some antifreeze made in China.
Why do you need antifreeze?
Break because it goes in the radiator.
Oh, I was thinking the windshield wiper thing.
Yes,
sorry,
but Alan, you can use water.
Yeah,
you really can't. Not these days.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
But anyway, all that stuff's made in China now. So
yeah, you know. Yeah, it's going to get really, really sporty because we're going to hit very lean times.
Well, I'm thinking, you know,
with
what
product?
It's stuff I'm going to use anyway, and you know, why not buy a couple of extra now?
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You know, and if it turns out not to be a big deal, then you know, I was going to use it anyway, and if it is a big deal, I'll be damn glad I did.
And when it is a big deal, you're going to be sitting pretty with all this extra stuff that you can sell, get bigger tires, and attract the prettiest mud cricket.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Tires made in China.
Yeah. Yep.
So
also prescription drugs, right?
Yep. A lot of prescription drugs are made in China. Almost all of them now. So
I thought they came from Canada. That's what they were telling me. That's why we need single payer healthcare.
You're scraping your mic on your booty.
Oh, sorry. I committed the cardinal sin of actually putting it down.
Sounds like crickets on the line.
Yeah. Do you need like a hair clip for your beard?
A hair clip. I need
a braid again, Jay.
I need the Captain Lou Albano elastics.
You do.
All right, kids, go ask your parents. I was going to say he was, you know, with Cyndi Lauper, but you still have no idea who I'm talking
about. Yes, yeah, go ask your parents about that, too.
Ask your parents about Cyndi Lauper as well. Oh.
So what's going on in the world? Anything?
Oh, I've got a Catherine Pugh update.
Who? Oh, Catherine Pugh.
And on at least half the stories, you can play Guess the Party, because I went through and looked. National Review, Guess the Party. MSNBC, Guess the Party. CNN, Guess the Party. ABC
the thing,
News
Alan.
Named it. Fox News named it in about the 12th paragraph. NBC, Guess the Party. So
that would be the disgraced former mayor of Baltimore.
Right.
Who was just indicted for a money laundering scheme involving her children's books.
She was sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Oh, that's right. That's convicted. That's right.
Yep, she was convicted.
Now, I do have to say that, you know, first of all, you know damn well that if it had been a Republican, that would have been the very first word. Yeah. It would have been Republican mayor indicted.
Yep.
I'll counter that. You kind of don't need to say the Democratic mayor of Baltimore because that's understood. It's redundant.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, again, if it were the Republican mayor of Houston, you know damn well they would have been like the Republican mayor.
Yeah.
Just like the seat in, where the hell was it? They'd been Democrat for like 33 years and in an area that was overwhelmingly Democrat and they just elected a Republican. And you know damn well that if the parties had been reversed, they would have been like, this is a referendum on Trump. It's a bombshell that is a referendum.
But this is also where wasn't the next mayor after her also convicted of something? I mean, it's like...
Well,
it's like Massachusetts governors, you know.
No. It's Massachusetts speakers of the House.
Oh, okay.
It's Illinois governor.
Illinois governor. That's right.
I love how they mentioned repeatedly about Trump pardoning Blagojevich.
Yeah.
And never once mentioned that he was a Democrat.
Hmm.
That was like my personal favorite spin on that story. Yeah. Was how dare Trump do this to this horrible person? Who we don't know his political affiliation.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to admit, A, that the guy was crooked as a dog's hind leg and a Democrat. And B, that Trump pardoned a Democrat. And C, by the way, who is Mark Rich again? Oh, oh, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Or was it? No, wait, that's right. That was Bill Clinton that pardoned Mark Rich. Yeah. Obama only pardoned, a shitload of terrorists, if I'm not mistaken, including Bowie fucking Bergdahl. So excuse me if I'm not outraged over Trump pardoning Blagojevich.
Trump's pardoning seems to be based on first. I think his son-in-law is like heading that up,
and he's Kushner.
Yeah, and he's real. He's also real big on sentencing reform and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but his from what I've seen, his Trump's pardons and commutations have been based on not that whether somebody was guilty or not, but that they felt the sentence was excessive. And that's what it was with Blagojevich or whatever his name is.
Blago.
Yeah. He was crooked and he was, you know,
but you compare it to other sentences for similar crimes.
And that's what he's done. So he's not, it's not like Mark Rich where somebody got paid off. These are people that they honestly feel got screwed. And, I'm okay with that. That's the backstop of the president. What he's there for.
And it's a nonviolent offense. Right. I just, at the end of the day, I have a hard time getting worked up. It's like, cause he served what, like 8 years.
Yeah.
Which is like more than the average for murder.
Right.
Right.
You want to get worked up about something.
Yeah. And Trump's not pardoning terrorists. He's not pardoning traitors. He's not pardoning murderers. He's, stuff like that. So
I mean, do I wish he hadn't? I'd like to see Blago sit in jail, but Of all the things to get worked up about, this is one of the fucking stupidest.
Yeah, except if you're a Durham-crant, Orange Man bad. Everything he does is automatically awful. So,
Before I forget yet again, I meant to say I am so happy that you guys were not among the half of the American population murdered by gunfire.
We are too,
despite
all the guns in our houses.
I think the Democrats really missed out. I mean, imagine all the voters they could have picked up.
Well, they're already voting Democrat, Alan. Come on.
150 million new Democrat 150 voters. Million. Come on.
And it just, again, the most kind of, not shocking, but the most offensive thing was not a single person on that stage even blinked.
Yes.
Because they don't have a fucking clue either.
But simple, dimensional analysis would tell you that 150 million is a giant number.
Yes.
That you should know. If you're a politician on the national stage, you should have a rough idea what the population of the United States is.
Joe Biden doesn't have a rough idea of where the fuck he is at any moment.
Yes. So. Yeah. That I understand. I mean, it's clearly when he comes out on stage and he says, "I'm running for senator." I'm like, Joe Bubby.
I got to say that the whole Joe Biden thing is getting hard to watch. And it speaks to my own character that I actually feel bad for him.
It's like elder abuse at this point.
It is. Like somebody in his family needs to step in and be like, "Dad, come on."
Well, I mean, Hunter would, but he's too busy impregnating strippers.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah. Again, I'll get back to. I'll hammer this one more time. Imagine if you will.
You're gonna hammer the stripper.
Yeah. Imagine if you will that Eric Trump.
Yes.
Were dating his dead brother's wife and happened to, trip and stick his penis into a stripper, getting her pregnant, and then skip out on the kid. And then imagine the news ignoring that story completely. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't, because there's no way on God's green earth that would happen.
Right.
But when it comes to Hunter Biden, I'm sorry. And then there's a picture of him getting into a brand new Porsche.
And the media were just like, oh, that was a pigeon. We're just going to ignore this story. That has no national implications. I just watching Biden stumble around the stage. It's kind of like, well, this really puts the whole fucking Ukraine thing in perspective, doesn't it? Because there's no way on God's green earth that Trump was worried about this doddering old man being a serious contender.
No.
I mean, at this point, they're not going to be able to Photoshop the guy that has the drool bucket out of the picture.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, Biden just, like, it is, you're right, Brady. It's sad.
It is sad. And, he's a horrible person. But I'm sad for him that his family won't, like, yeah. his equally horrible family will not step up for him.
That nobody, or not just family, but like his campaign is like, you know what?
They stop the gravy train. The minute they pull the plug on him, that money spigot stops.
Yep.
Sad.
And you have to wonder, you know, why is the Democratic Party leaving this in? Why hasn't somebody stepped in to be like
Bernie? You
know, yeah.
Joe Biden has still ahead of Bernie, like nationwide.
In South Carolina, he's like way ahead of Bernie.
Yeah.
Last I heard was like 20 points, which immediately takes all the wind out of Bernie's sails.
Well, the thing is that they're polling people who have not been paying attention.
Yeah.
I mean, we know all this stuff because we've been paying attention. The people they're polling are like, oh, Joe Biden, he was the vice president. Of course he's going to win. We love him.
We love drooling Joe. Creepy Joe. So, I look at the two of them and I'm like, I honestly don't know which would be the better opponent against Trump. Hmm. And by better, I mean not win.
Right.
Because both of them are hard. I mean, again, if I had my druthers, I want Biden. He will at least entertain us. Bernie is a true believer, and that scares the living shit out of me.
Best case scenario. Okay. I get to vote in the primary, and I'm thinking, all right, who am I going to vote for? And
Vote for Mayor Pete.
Ohio's not a Super Tuesday state, but, you know, I've just been thinking, who do I vote for? Because I'm going to declare a Democrat and get a Democrat primary ticket and vote, you know, for my Democratic choice. And I've been kind of like weighing my options, you know. And at first I thought, oh, man, I'm going to vote for Biden because that's who they're going to push forward and Trump can totally beat him. But here's my thought now. Best case scenario is that Bernie gets the nomination, like gets all the delegates, gets the votes to be nominated, right? But the DNC decides that, oh no, we can't go with Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a broker convention where they choose somebody completely different to run.
You can say Hillary.
Well, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be Michelle Obama. It doesn't matter. But this would be the second time that happened to Bernie.
Yeah.
Because he was ahead of Hillary. They pushed Hillary ahead. And, you know, kind of like forced Bernie to step aside, basically, at a certain point. And so this would be like time number two for Bernie being the bridesmaid, not the bride. And the best case scenario is that they choose somebody else. And Bernie says, fuck it. I'm running as an independent.
Oh.
Fracturing the party.
Well, that would be fitting because he is an independent. I don't understand how even allowed to run for the Democratic nomination.
Well, in my opinion, Bernie is the only Democrat actually telling the truth.
Yeah. Yep.
Of what they really are.
Yes. I'm a democratic socialist. Like, right. Oh, that's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's going to be for dinner.
Right. So that's best case scenario. So I'm thinking maybe I'm going to vote for Bernie.
There's,
I can see that.
I just looked at the Harris County Democrat primary ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Democratic candidates for president. There's like a shitload. What?
Mm-hmm.
There's like 17.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Crazy.
Okay, so I just went to the Cuyahoga County, which is one county to the west of us, of where I live. The Cuyahoga County Democratic Party. And on their homepage, it says the most important county in American politics. And it's because we're Ohio, we're a swing state, you know. And yeah, there's a ton of candidates.
Yeah. A lot of them you never heard of.
Yeah.
Like, who are these people? It must be like Buckethead, Lord Buckethead guy.
Lord,
right?
Buckethead, yes.
It's just some guy that managed to get himself on the ballot.
Well, no, the guy most like that is running as the Libertarian now, Vermin Supreme. Yeah.
Like I've got, I guess they did it in alphabetical order, or I don't know, I can't tell what order they did it in. But there's a guy on the Roque.
Oh, okay.
Rocky De La Fuente,
huh,
is running in Texas for the Democrat presidential nomination.
Well, he's not running in Ohio because he's not on my ballot.
And you know, I'm wondering, like, what are these people up to that aren't, you know, that have like no chance in hell? What are they thinking? What's their game? You know.
I'm sure their mom will vote for them.
I especially love the propositions that they always, because in Texas, everything, state law, everything requires a constitutional amendment. There are no other laws. Everything is a constitutional amendment in the Constitution or not in the Constitution. And you get stuff.
Because you were a country.
You get stuff like. Yeah, it could be. You get stuff like Texas, Proposition 1, Texas should not restrict or prohibit prayer in public schools. Yes or no? Proposition 2, Texas should reject restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah.
Texas should support the construction of a physical barrier and use existing defense-grade surveillance equipment along the entire southern border of Texas. Yes or no?
Yes.
Interesting.
Prop 6. Texas should ban chemical castration, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and genital mutilation surgery on all minor children for transition purposes, given that Texas children as young as 3 are being transitioned from their biological sex to the opposite sex.
That's specifically for that one guy.
Yeah.
That one case. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Texas, Proposition 8, this is what's funny. Proposition 8, Texas election officials should heed the directives of the Office of the Governor to purge illegal voters from the voter rolls and verify that each new registered voter is a U.S. citizen. The fact that they have to make that a constitutional amendment.
Regardless of what happens, I'm still going to put this out there. Trump is going to campaign to win the popular vote.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
I guarantee you, because
he'll do that as a secondary. He'll gain.
Priorities
win electoral Congress, but what, you know, after he's got that, he'll campaign to win the.
Because all these states are like, oh, we're going to give our our electoral votes to whoever wins the popular vote. He wants the numbers to roll in and be like, okay, Colorado, Virginia, you didn't vote for, I didn't get your electoral votes, but I won the popular vote. So now you got to give them to me and watch them Welsh them, because they will. Apologies to Welsh people.
Yes, of course they will. That national popular vote thing, agreement, compact, whatever you want to call it, only gets invoked if a Democrat wins a popular vote. I guarantee you, if a Republican wins, if a situation occurs where a Democrat wins the Electoral Congress, but a Republican wins the popular vote,
mm-hmm.
that that whole thing will be repudiated instantaneously.
Although I have to wonder if we're ever, if we are at the tipping point where we are, we are never going to see a Republican win the popular vote again.
Oh, well, we won't because of California and New York.
And New York. Although, isn't Texas bigger than New York now? But the population centers in Texas are voting Democrats.
Yeah, that's the problem with Texas. Mm.
You know, what you're seeing is the big cities are what are driving it.
Yep.
And, you know,
L.A., Los Angeles, you know, Los Angeles metro area.
I've got to wonder, are those areas really voting in the numbers they're voting?
Well, how can you tell?
Exactly. Or is it just people are churning out votes for their candidates?
Well, in California, it's legal. They can do that vote harvesting in California. Yeah.
Vote harvesting.
Right.
What?
That's where they count. They get all the absentee ballots in, and they count them all, and they see how far back the Democrats are, and they go out to all the Democrat precincts and gather and go door to door and get until they get enough votes to win, and then they're done.
Wow.
Completely legal in California.
Well, sure.
Yikes.
But you're not allowed to have plastic straws.
Right.
They're just trying to save the turtles, Brita.
Mm.
Myra should appreciate that.
Myra doesn't swim in the ocean. She's been awake, by the way.
Oh.
She's ready for spring, man. Yeah, well, I give her worms and stuff. She's ready. I try to explain to her that it's snowing outside, but...
We could let you outside, but you're not going to like it.
Right.
You are not going to like it. I guarantee this. You are not going to have fun.
You know, another thing I wanted to talk about today was the new Project Veritas video that came out.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it basically was confirming everything that we knew already. And I have been saying for years on the Score Report that it's the media. It's the media. And Project Veritas, if you don't know, this leads me to the other thing that I discovered at the library today. Anyway, Project Veritas. They do all these like hidden camera videos of like, you know, liberal media schmuckity schmucks, and like they did the hidden camera videos of the abortion people who are selling baby parts, and they, you know, they do a lot of these expose type videos. And this newest one that came out was ABC reporter who claims he is a socialist. He admitted that his bosses at ABC, they aren't interested in telling voters the actual news. You know, they're news people, they're journalists, I'm doing air quotes, but they're not reporting the news anymore. They're trying to get clicks, and they're trying to get like the scandal of the day, and they're trying to get, you know, sound bites. And this guy came out and said, we don't give Trump credit for like things he's actually doing. He actually came out and he said that they don't actually report on bad things either. They're just kind of trying to generate, you know, views. And the way they're doing that is like, it's entertainment now. It's not news.
Right.
And this guy, I mean, he admitted this on, I mean, didn't realize that he was being recorded, obviously. And you know what I noticed in a lot of these videos that they do is that everybody's drinking.
Yep. I noticed that too. It's always at a bar or something.
At a bar or a party or a something. Yeah. So, you know, you kind of like have this social lubricant and they get people talking. And so this guy admitted it on camera and got fired, apparently, right?
What's that saying in vino veritas?
Yeah.
But this wasn't just like some schlub. This wasn't just some minor guy, like some producer or something. This was a senior correspondent. Like he'd been there like 20 years or more. He was, you know, you've seen, if you watched the news on ABC, you've seen him repeatedly.
Yeah.
They fired him like instantaneously, I think. Mm-hmm. It was like a matter of hours after the video hit that he was fired.
He was a political correspondent.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was one of those talking heads, blah blah blah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they spike news important to voters. They basically, you know, say that we're giving voters information anymore. We're just entertainment. I don't know. And I don't know how these, I mean, obviously David, what was his name? David Wright, mm-hmm. political, ABC News, political correspondent, David Wright. How does he say he's a socialist? I mean, he's like probably like a pretty wealthy guy.
Yeah, but that's who, you know, that's who the socialists are.
I don't get it.
Yep. Everybody wants to be a socialist when they think they're going to be in the inner circle.
Or somebody else is going to pay for it.
Yeah. You know,
none
of these people that are like waxing, they're waxing nostalgic over Che Guevara. They never think they're going to be the one kneeling in the ditch with the gun at the back of their head.
I saw a great one just recently like that. They were like the socialists. They're like, oh, we don't want to be like Venezuela. We want to be like what's that Scandinavian? Sweden.
Denmark. Yeah.
And somebody goes, yeah, Venezuela wanted to be like Sweden too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And here, yeah, the sad truth is that your Venezuela is about a zillion times more likely.
Oh yeah.
Given what they're proposing.
Well, oh, yeah. given our population.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Even Sweden's a shithole, and they're, you know, because they let all the Muslims come in, and now they got cities where you walk out alone, you get raped.
Really?
Whether you're a man or a woman.
Woo. Yeah.
Just, you know, they asked Bernie how much it's going to cost. He's like, oh, $30 trillion. Like, bro, oh, that's it? Oh, hell, we should have done this years ago.
Yeah.
Interesting that you bring up rape and Bernie in, like, the same little thing there. Yeah. But that's one of the things that's starting to come out. I mean, I knew about this. I knew about this. Bernie rape thing last election cycle, where I guess Bernie, when he was what, like 30 years old, wrote something about all women have rape fantasies, and
right,
Bernie's a twisted motherfucker, like,
yes.
And
yes, he is.
I mean, and people read these writings that he wrote and they're like, oh, he wrote this when he was a very young man. No, he was 30 years old.
Yeah.
30. That's like a fully formed, I mean, normally it's a fully formed human being, adult. Okay.
So I'm going back to the whole $30 trillion for healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need to find out if that was like over its lifetime or... Because the U.S. military budget is about 750 billion a year.
Okay.
Okay, CNN. They're not going to be biased towards the Republicans. The Atlantic is saying the $60 trillion man. CNN is saying $50
trillion. The $30 trillion is over 10 years.
Okay, thank you. Still,
so $3 trillion a year. $3 trillion, yeah. Divide by 10, Alan. Oh,
for
and
healthcare.
That's you know that's under.
Oh yeah, that's right. that's
That's it's Massachusetts big dig style accounting. Oh, it'll only cost $2 billion. $22 billion later, the ceiling's still falling in.
We would be lucky if it was twice that. It would probably be more likely four times that.
So basically what he's saying is we think this is going to cost approximately 4.5 times what we spend on the military every year. You know, the military, people complain so much about all that military spending. And imagine, I long for the day when the Air Force has to hold a bake sale for a bomber and education gets all the money it wants, blah, 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 blah. 4.5 times more money. The military spending is such a huge, onerous thing that sucks money away from other deserving programs. And this is going to be 4.5 times bigger at the most optimistic figure.
Right.
Right. Well, the entire product of the U.S., the GDP of the U.S. in 2018, which was the last, I think it's the last official figure we have that hadn't been massaged, was a little over $20 trillion.
Yeah.
The entire... economic output of the entire nation was only $20 trillion.
Right. And CNN, again, not known for being pro-Trump or you know, pro-Republican, is putting Sanders' entire package at $50 trillion over that 10 years. $50 trillion. That's Medicare, Green New Deal, free tuition, blah, blah, blah. This is the Santa Claus plan. That. Yes.
The problem is that money doesn't exist.
Right. But now you're up to literally 7 times the military budget. That huge, enormous budget, bigger than anything else, ridiculous, stealing money from public education and all those starving teachers. And that's 7 times bigger so that he can give stuff away.
Yep.
I mean, at least Bloomberg, I can respect Bloomberg because he's using his own damn money to buy your vote. Bernie's using your fucking money to buy your vote.
Oh, yeah. I got another one of those text messages from Bloomberg.
He's taking $20 out of your wallet and saying, here's $20. Vote for me. Wow. I want to vote for Bernie Sanders. He gave me $20. And people are falling for it. This is what floors me. I don't get this.
Who is falling for it, though?
Well,
is my question. Voters
voting for Bernie.
They're not. I don't think they're falling for it. Is they just don't care.
Mm.
They just want free shit, and they don't care who has to pay for it.
Yep.
And even more than they want the free shit, and you know, a good socialist likes their free shit, but what they like even more than their free shit is dragging all the successful people down to their level.
Oh yeah,
that's the real goal, and that's what they really want to do.
You know, it's funny that you mention that because, you know, a lot of people have been pointing out that Bernie Sanders for years and years railed against millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah.
Millionaires, billionaires, millionaires, billionaires.
And now
except now, one. Now all of a sudden it's just billionaires.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's like, a millionaire. Yeah.
Because his net worth is over $1 million.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. And all of a sudden millionaires aren't the problem anymore. Huh. Go figure.
Well,
this is also a guy who has never worked a day in his life.
Yeah.
Not at a real job.
His budget also does that typical Democrat thing where they assume a static economy and a static environment that people won't do things, you know? So he's looking at taxing, you know, a certain level of tax on capital gains. He's going to increase the capital gains tax, and that'll net us some, you know, X amount of money, assuming that people that have money will just sit there and be fleeced of it and not do anything at all.
Right.
you know, that's the problem with all these Democrats and all these tax and spend plans they have. They just assume that all these people they're going to steal their money from will just sit back and go, well, I guess I got to pay. Oh my. Oh, well, you know, and the world does not work like that. That money will not be there for them to tax. It'll be somewhere else where they can't get their mitts on it.
Mm.
It'll be in some other country. It'll be somewhere else. But it's not going to be there. The people who will be there to be taxed, because they don't have any choice, are the, you know, people that earn a living every day, the middle class, that thinks they're going to be get a bunch of free shit. That's who winds up paying for it. The billionaires won't pay shit, because they never do.
Right.
They're talking about making, you know, capital gains tax up to like 30%, or taxing it the same amount as
right.
your income. And, you know, so, and you know, anybody with a basic understanding of supply and demand will understand that, you know, if suddenly you get 30% less from that investment, you're not going to make that investment.
Right. Right.
That money will not be there to tax.
You know, the unemployment numbers under Trump have been really fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, unemployment has been the lowest it has been since anyone can remember, really. And
especially for minorities. That's the best part.
Right? Yeah. But if you think about it, those minorities who have jobs also are minorities who are paying taxes.
Yep.
Which is why
Trump is seeing something like 30 to 40% of the African American vote.
Right.
That is astonishing.
Wow, we have a job. We have money now. Right.
You know what? The fucking Democrats have been lying to us for the past 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we don't need handouts.
Thank you, Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah. You know, the American dream is for everybody. The American dream is not racist. The American dream is there for the taking. And yeah, you may encounter small mind.
That is not Tig.
Oh, who is that? Is that
Una? That's Una.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
are you hungry?
She's serious.
She's the cutest little voice.
She is. She's very cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Tig is more like, feed me. Feed me now, Seymour.
Una. She's like, she wants her dinner.
Oh. Dinner time, gosh.
Is it time?
It is time. We're over an hour.
No, we're not.
Oh, we haven't been recording for an hour. Sorry. Oh.
We'll spend the last few minutes listening to Una.
It's a rare Una appearance.
Yeah. Una, she's having regrets about not eating her lunch. Yes. You slept through lunch.
Oh, you should give a Tig update too, because.
Okay, Tig still has diabetes. He's doing great on his insulin.
Diabetes.
We had like a. Oh God, it's one thing after another with this cat, but he's doing fine. His teeth are a disaster, apparently. Not a disaster, but he has a sore tooth. And he's unhappy, and he wasn't eating, and he was acting weird for a whole week. We're like, what's going on? Meanwhile, like weeks ago, I had already scheduled his dental appointment. We bring him to the vet this past week, and he's got a really bad tooth, which means that we've been giving him pain medication, which makes him, like, you know, stoned all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I know.
It's prescription strength catnip.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and
she's like, dude, I got medicinal catnip.
Yeah, but he's fine. His diabetes is under control, actually. He hasn't gone into remission, but it's under control, so cool. And he's like a champ about those shots, to the point where he has reminded us that we have forgotten his shots. Like, he's like, excuse me, it's 7 o'clock. It's time for my shot.
I believe you have forgotten something.
He's a very clever boy, and he takes the shots, and he sometimes he doesn't even wake up, you know. So yeah, everything's cool.
Good. Very good.
And that brings us to the top of the hour.
We're at the top of the hour. Cat report at the on the squirrel port.
That's right. The
your weekly time.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, until next week.
When will we will be back? And Brita
will we?
Yes, we will. And Brita will regale you with stories of glass blowing.
Yeah. I'm taking a glass blowing class on Saturday.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes. Super excited.
All right, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Bye. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Night, y'all.